Smoke-free around the nation. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Ira Dreyfuss with HHS HealthBeat. Every building isn't smoke-free, although the Surgeon General says that's the only sure protection against secondhand smoke. But researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention find the idea is taking root. CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report says close to three-quarters of households and workplaces surveyed restricted smoking. There are still places where smoking is allowed, and the CDC's Joel London notes that just restricting smoking to one room isn't enough because fumes travel. That leaves non-smoking adults with higher risks of heart and lung disease and children who get sick more often. And with one in five adults still smoking, London says,
a staggering statistic, more than 126 million non-smoking Americans continue to be exposed to secondhand smoke in homes, vehicles, workplaces, and public places.
Learn more at hhs.gov. HHS HealthBeat is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Ira Dreyfuss.